We're featuring on 99.9 MyFM the 2022 municipal election candidates. Today we're speaking with Upper Canada District School Board trustee candidate for Ward 4, Chris Bushinski. Chris, thanks for joining us, and how's the campaign trail going so far?
Morning, Tim, and morning to the audience. I've had three meetings so far, and there's been quite an extensive interest in trustees this year. I think because of COVID, the last 2 years had exposed a lot of cracks in the system, and culminating with, you know, EAs needing support, parents wanting to know more about the investments that the government's making at this time to cover the gap. So, yeah, it's been interesting. A lot of people are really interested to know where's the money going, and how quick is that going to be implemented exactly, say, for tutoring or special needs of that nature.
And I've talked to quite a few people, actually, about the importance of, you know, how important the role of the school board trustee is. How what are your thoughts on that? I know a lot of people are saying they don't get enough credit for what they do.
Yeah. From my reading and speaking to other people, the trustee is that bridge between, you know, keeping the director and the, the strategic guidance on track, and to articulate the policies down to the lowest level, that being the parent. I think many parents right now have expressed that they feel lost, you know, from what's going on at the top to getting, you know, the information at the bottom. So what I want to do is I want to, as trustee, close that gap. I really want to push a parent-first policy where parents will be more active at the lower level instead of going through all the, you know, committees and so on. And as a trustee, really push to make sure that the Education Act is actually followed literally. And that's where I think as a trustee, I'm going to make that connection. Get the, you know, the top to actually connect with the bottom and ensure there's transparency between, you know, both levels and push forward, you know, for better education for kids.
Absolutely. And is this one of the reasons why you decided to run? What was the what was some of the reasons why you you decided to get involved and be part of this election?
I've been for the Army for 30 years plus, retired now. So community service, or service in general, has been very, very big in my life. When I got out, you know, it took a little bit of time to, you know, get myself back in to do things. But again, getting out, and then with the advent of COVID 2 years later, again, I saw things happening. I couldn't get answers to questions I had. And I thought, you know something, the best way to, you know, understand the system, improve the system, is get into the system and take it from there.
Yeah, for sure. And should you get elected, what will be some of the key issues that you'll be focusing on?
Essentially, there's three things that I want to attack immediately. The first one is to extend the one-time recovery funding for education beyond 2023. The province has made it clear that their funding to catch up for the last 2 years is going to be a one-time investment of $178 million. How that equates down to the board level, I'm not sure, and that's one of the reasons why I'm running. I want to know exactly how much money the board is getting, how much of it's going to be for hiring new EAs, new teachers. Is it going to achieve the five, you know, one teacher to five kid ratio that they're talking about? So these are all things I want to basically get public disclosure of all the funds that are going to be made available to our schools in the district. But as of yet, I've emailed, you know, the director of treasury, and no response. So I got to find out, and I want parents to know.
Chris, is there anything else you'd like your supporters to know or the public to know as we get set to close in on the final day of voting?
Yeah, there's just, you know, two other basic things I think many parents have brought up. So I want to bring that up as a trustee as well. Try and push for a single online platform for educational delivery online. Currently, right now, there's four platforms, and it's very confusing. And a lot of parents, you know, it's hard on them, and especially rural parents where both of them may have to work, and the child is left at home having to navigate all these different platforms. So I'm advocating for one, and I'm going to suggest that a research grant be initiated to see if we can achieve that. And just the final thing I really want to push is a governance review. And like I said earlier, I want to bring a parents first policy, and I want to connect the top to the bottom. And one of my big points or actually objectives is to establish a parent EA teacher contact teams right at the lowest level in the schools. Instead of dealing with, you know, cupcakes and pizzas, I think parents need to be more involved in policy to see exactly what the school is doing with the dollars that they've received to support, you know, mainstream kids who need tutoring before, during, and after school, and especially kids with disabilities and kids of the vulnerable sector, such as Indigenous, LGBTQ plus, and other you know, minorities that have challenges. And I'd like to know how much funding we're going to match to that as well.